Hello, guys. It's Dr. K, and you're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. Thanks for listening to our podcast, and I'm going to teach you all about the science of healthy, vibrant, and sexy skin at every age. And today on the podcast, I'd love to introduce you to my awesome team, Summer, Nurse Val, and Talar.
Yay! Hello.
Hi.
Hey guys.
So let's have
Nurse
introductions.
Val.
And wait, today we are going to talk about injection rhinoplasty, some of the weirder things we've seen in the office, weirder patients. We're all weird, so we don't judge, we just comment.
Just comment.
But first introductions, to Summer, tell us about yourself.
Hi, so my name is Summer, and I recently started working for Dr. K, and in the short amount of time that I've been here, I've learned a lot, and it's been really amazing and interesting, and I've decided I want to go to PA school.
Yay.
So
oh,
I'm
yay.
Start on that path.
She copied me.
Good.
I did.
I'm kidding.
I did.
I'm proud of you.
And
Christina before you.
Yes.
So shout out to our previous PAs. And we have a really great office to come and learn, I think, if you're a pre-PA student, right?
Definitely.
So you finished
pre-med.
College.
Yep.
And where'd you go to college?
I went to a school called Amdon Hollywood. I wanted to do something completely different. I was into the whole acting scene. And then, I don't know, I saw a lot of people like Dr. K. And I don't know, I kind of was fascinated with this whole world. And so I decided to come aboard. Now I'm hooked.
There you have it. And side story, Summer is the beautiful daughter of my best friend from college, Sunny.
Oh, I didn't
USC.
Know that.
Yeah, you guys didn't know that?
I didn't know that at all.
And it just reminds me, she looks exactly like Sunny, so it's like 20-year flashback. makes me think of how immature we were those days. But
oh, that's fun. I love to relive those
I
days.
Those stories, though.
You don't?
Oh.
Your mom, I met your mom in the cafeteria one day at USC, and I'm not the most, I didn't used to be the most outgoing girl. I was kind of shy, studied a lot, really wanted to be a doctor, so just gunning at good grades all the time. But I saw this other really pretty Indian girl in the cafeteria, and I was like, oh, I think I'm just going to go sit with her because I don't know anybody here. And we just started talking, and surprisingly, she was a biomedical engineer major, and it just amazed me that someone could want to be an engineer and not be intimidated by math and science and all those really
hard
courses.
Subject.
Yeah, at USC, and to be beautiful. So she's like glam doll, like totally full eye makeup. Full
see where Summer
gets
this from then.
Right?
Yes.
Summer, for those of you don't know, she wears like blue eyeshadow. She rocks it, but.
Yes, cat eyes.
Uh-huh.
You just gotta do it. You gotta go for it.
That was your mom, so that's what I really admired, that she was in engineering school surrounded by a bunch of nerds with like full on glam.
She was not gonna let one trend go by.
So anyway, it was always fun to hang out with your mom because she would dress like a glam doll, and here we would go hang out at the law library to find cool, cute guys.
Oh my goodness.
That's one of my tips, go study at the law library.
Yes, that's what she wishes I would do.
Yes.
Oh no.
Or the engineering library or the business school library.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And Talar, what are you doing these days?
Hello guys. Well, I'm the medical assistant here with Dr. K. I'm currently applying to go to PA school as well, like Summer. I'm just finishing up some prereqs, and yeah.
So for those of you guys who don't know, a physician's assistant is a PA, and you can get that degree with, 4 years of college classes?
Yeah, so I did the EMT because I wanted clinical hours. So one of the major things that PA schools look for is your clinical hours. So that's just any hands-on healthcare. Doesn't have to be paid, just anything that you're doing. It could be a medical assistant, EMT, a phlebotomist, a nurse, an LVN. So yeah.
So interacting
Perfect.
With patients.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a great career because I think you can do like a very basic college education with your prereqs and then 2 years of PA school.
Definitely, yeah.
And then maybe subspecialize and do a little internship, but you can go right into seeing and treating patients, and the salaries are great and the lifestyle is awesome, and you don't have maybe you have half the stress of like a physician because you don't
Definitely.
Have like the, you don't have to have the overhead and the malpractice and liability, and you're with a lot of supervision. So great career choice. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. Nurse Val is here too. So Nurse
I'm
Val.
Here. Hey guys. If you guys don't know me, I am Dr. K's office manager. I was in the Navy for 8 years. I was the same in the medical field. hospital corpsman. So I was on two different ships. Both of them had about 300 patients on each ship, or 300 sailors and Marines on each ship. So
in that's a lot of testosterone.
Nurse Val is like one of the most interesting people. If you sit there and pick her brain, it's just crazy. The things
that'll come out to her.
There's 5 different people in one almost. Yeah.
Well, you know? I'm a Gemini, so 2 of them are counted for. The other personalities, I don't know who they are.
So Nurse Val helps keep this whole rodeo under control.
We keep it all. Yeah, I try to. It's a little crazy. You're definitely dealing with different personalities that come in here, and we're in South Pasadena, so there are a lot of different personalities. And we get people transferring from like San Diego, from inland, from Beverly Hills. Yeah, we have a lot of people that come from the Bay Area because there are just no good injectors up there.
So they say, I'm sure there are, but
well, they haven't made it out there yet. But yeah, so we have definitely a lot of personalities here, but we all mesh well together, so.
Perfect.
Their crazies match our crazies. Come on in.
So there's a lot of people that come in here that have filler fear, and I'm a little bit, I love to coach women through their first syringe, and I'm always so thrilled that sometimes people choose me and they've never had anything done before, and it's such a vote of trust and confidence. So when you come in, the first thing I'm going to do is talk you out of being scared of filler, because filler is a great way to replace the volume changes of your face, because you're all going to get fat pad deflation, drooping, gravity changes, and aging. So if you don't put filler, okay, be natural, but I'm sorry, Mother Nature is not really that attractive. It's just a process of deflation and wrinkling. So if you want to maintain your beauty, filler is definitely one of the things we have to do. And then we're using filler in a lot of cool ways. So today we were going to talk all about injection rhinoplasty.
My favorite.
Mm-hmm. One of our favorites, right? So
it
I've
been
doing a lot of those lately. Yeah, injection rhinoplasty, if you haven't heard of it, is the process where I do surgical rhinoplasty, of course, which is a week of downtime. It's a general anesthesia. It's about a 2 to 3 hour surgery, and it's a whole reshaping of the bones and cartilage of your nose. And it's a permanent result, right? The results you get from that will live for the rest of your life if you don't injure yourself. But you'll wear a cast, you'll have a little bit of bruising and some swelling. So there's that, and the cost-wise, anywhere from like $65 to $85, $9,500, depending on how difficult your nose is. Mm-hmm. And then there's injection rhinoplasty, and that's the process where we use fillers to recontour and sculpt the nose, and it's been, I would say, like transformative, wouldn't you guys say?
Definitely.
Oh, amazing.
I definitely get people who turn around and look and like, oh my God, like with tears in their eyes, that it looks amazing, and you know, even some kids that are just like, it's too expensive to go anywhere else to do surgery and to do that. Or, you know, parents don't want to put their kids under general anesthesia, but, you know, they're getting bullied or they're just so self-conscious and they don't want to have to deal with that anymore. And, yeah, we just treated one of those a while ago, 16-year-old.
Yes, pre-prom.
The power of that syringe is crazy.
It's amazing. It's a quick, what, 15 minute? It takes you 15 minutes to do it?
I would say, about 30 minutes of numbing by the time we photograph you and everything, and then the procedure itself, it's about 15 to 20.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's just a complete transformation. It's amazing.
It really is. And we do 2 sessions. So the first session, you get 90% of your results, and you might bruise or swell some, so just schedule it accordingly. But mostly 90% of people don't bruise, actually, but 10% can. And then we do a follow-up treatment 1 month later for touch-ups, because just as soon as things start to swell, I don't want to put any more filler in there. And then, Tilara, you said something like the power of that syringe. So I just want to point out one thing, that it is really injector dependent, because we have seen noses done where people come with a nice round bulbous tip because someone tried to give them a tip and they got like a little round Rudolph
nose. It's the power of the syringe and the person behind it.
Exactly.
Definitely.
Yeah. And I'm using a lot of the Restylane family of fillers there, but many different fillers can be used, like Bobella I did use in the past, but I really like Restylane Lift for that. And you can get rid of a hump. Like, literally, we'll come in with a hump and leave with that one. And you can create a tip where you have kind of drooping or you have an irregular shape. And it's really pretty.
Patients come in and they're like, I just want the liquid rhinoplasty. And before they get it, they don't even know, like, how amazing their outcome is going to be. They don't think about it, or I don't think they can even, like, register it, and then they see in the mirror, and they're just like, it's so amazing to watch how happy they get. And like Dr. K's work is so beautiful, and her technique, it's amazing.
And we do a lot of them. We do, I want to say, like 3 or 4 a day. Mm-hmm. A lot of days. Definitely. Right? And so you need to see, okay, now these are the caveats. You must see a skilled injector. And I have written Instagram posts where I say, don't try this injectors unless you've done about 5,000 hours of injecting, because the anatomy around the nose is super perilous. So I don't want to scare patients. However, there are case reports of filler getting injected into arteries, causing where it transmits to the brain or the eye and causing blindness, stroke, all kinds of complications.
So dangerous. Yeah.
So dangerous. But that can even happen with a lip filler. Any filler anywhere in your face can get into an artery inadvertently. So this is the reason why we don't cut corners and skimp on our face. Mm-hmm. And don't go for the cheapest price, because it's your face, for God's sake. So, but noses in particular, it seems very tempting when we put these fast videos up that, oh, I should try it too. I'm an injector. I've been doing things for a while. But just you, I would say don't touch it unless you're someone who's actually been in surgery and seen what the nose looks like under the skin, and you really know your anatomy. And be prepared to reverse side effects or complications. Like in our office, we have an emergency filler crush cart, right?
Yep.
And Nurse Val keeps that stocked. And what do we have in there?
Hylenex, Vitrace, we have nitro.
Nitro paste.
The nitro paste.
Aspirin. Yes. We have the work. So if anything happens, we can see those signs right away mostly, and we can reverse them. So you have to see someplace skilled. And chances of a Medi Spa having that whole setup are next to none. Chances of the Medi Spa having a physician on duty who's supervising the nurse are also next to none. Yeah. So, yeah, be
definitely
careful.
Definitely want to ask them that next time. Do you have an emergency cart? Let's see what they say. I'm so interested about that.
An emergency filler crush cart. Mm-hmm. It's a really great idea to have. If you're doing filler, you should. And if you want to know more, message me on Instagram if you're an injector, and I'll tell you what should be in your filler crash cart for sure. But not to scare you, but just to give you guys the perspective to know that you're doing things on Instagram that look pretty and fast and simple, and they're definitely not. It's taken, you're not paying for the syringe, you're paying of the 18 years of experience behind that and the knowledge of like how to do it, what to do, what not to do. Yes. So, but I love the results with that. It's one of our, I think, one of my most gratifying procedures.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Because you just watch
the whole thing happen, being in that room.
Mold, the way Dr. K like molds the bridge and the tip just like lifts.
It's unreal. It's,
yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And we take pictures in the room so patients can see the magic of it. And
yep, you can see immediate before and after pictures with liquid rhino.
So that's been super fun. Would any of you guys ever think of doing your noses?
Oh, I would, in a heartbeat.
Really? Liquid rhino?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think it's such an easy procedure. Like, I don't know. Yeah. There's no worry behind it.
You know, scared.
Well, I think that because I've only seen Dr. K do
that's
it.
That's true.
Let me clarify that. I've never seen, this is like my first experience ever with Botox and fillers. I barely knew what Botox was before I came and started working here.
Yeah.
So everything I know is from Dr. K, but like I was saying,
she just makes it look so easy.
She does, yeah.
Yeah. Literally, right?
Yeah. Like sometimes I'm like, can I just do it? No, I'm kidding. Never.
What are you talking about? When you finish PA school, I'm expecting
you to come back
here. You already know the whole setup.
Yeah.
It's gonna be great. You can already be my apprentice.
I love it. Why are you guys laughing? I
and summer so after that.
Do that.
Would that be so great if Christina came back and then Alex when
Val,
she
would you let me
oh my
school?
Goodness.
She'd be lovely.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't trust me? Summer would.
I would trust
you. Okay.
Yeah.
I would trust you.
Yeah.
If I trained you, I'd trust
if
you.
If Dr. K trained me, anyone should trust me.
Okay.
Speaking of which, we're going to do a beginning injectors class.
And yes.
It's going to be in Master November with our fingers crossed. I don't, hopefully we can get it together for November. If not November, it'll be January.
Not January, February, but I promise it'll happen.
For sure. January for sure.
This has been something that has been in the works additionally. When I first got here, she had this wish list of things that we needed to do. So the podcast was on that, and we're pretty good on our podcast now. Yeah. Moving into this new extension of our office, so that's a big check in the box.
Yes.
So this Master Injectors course, and then the next one is a movie, a short movie, and a book.
Yes.
So we are pretty good on our wish list of things to do. I mean, there's a lot more on that, but I'm pretty excited. We've came a long way,
can
and it's just been 2 years.
Please.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So we did have somebody come in once before to wanted to do a reality show, but there's just so much like HIPAA related stuff that I don't. I was like, how do we even do that? Like,
okay, but for those of you that don't know Dr. K personally, she is hilarious. So I don't think you understand
that
this reality show
is like comments that like are so unexpected,
but
and you're
so real
so
and just
funny.
Awesome.
It's so true.
Well, you know what you said about once you started to work here, your social skills improved so much because you learn how to come up to a complete stranger and start talking to them about their most intimate like problem, self-esteem.
Yes, before
areas.
It was like I could barely order a pizza on the phone or like go talk.
What do you
want to
eat? I don't know.
College, I would have the like hardest time going to my professor's office hours, and like my heart would race. It was so nerve-wracking.
I did not know that till R. That's crazy.
And now it's like, okay, like there's a stranger, I don't even know their name. It's like, let me just have a 15-minute conversation about with them.
Totally, the elevator conversation. Yeah. I just realized that like seeing as many patients as we do, the best and most important part of the day is bonding with that person.
Definitely.
And getting to know who they are. Otherwise, everyone's just nameless. And also, just to make someone laugh when they're tense is fun.
You build a relationship
part,
with them.
Definitely.
Yeah. I definitely like that.
The
patient
the
care
beginning.
And the, getting to know them, different people.
We have really
I agree,
awesome
100%.
Patients.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I have people who have came in to do training with Dr. K, like shadowing training, people who have interviewed, and they've done like, you know, a couple of rounds with Dr. K, meeting their patients and stuff, and they all say that our patients are awesome. Like, not to say anything bad about other areas' patients, but they're like, they're not rude, they're not hoity-toity, they're not,
well,
you know.
You attract that vibe that you put out in the universe, so hopefully we're putting out that good vibe, good energy, boss girl energy. But I love the fact that you've learned a lot, like, socially and how to... Because I was never that confident. I also had, like, that racing heart feeling talking to professors.
Well, it is,
I still get that when I get up at the podium and I just have to make myself calm down to give a good lecture, you know?
You don't, like, picture everybody in their underwear?
That doesn't work.
Brady Bunch. These kids don't know the Brady Bunch.
Yes, we do. We're not
Dr.
that young.
Dr. K always says that.
What?
She's like, you don't know. You don't know about this.
It's just
like,
well,
Dr.
okay,
K,
the people
I'm
that
not...
we had before
what?
You guys... had no idea. Like,
that's crazy.
I don't know
they
who their parents
are. I have a lot of older siblings. So.
You do.
Yeah, I've got a lot of.
Oh, are you the baby?
Sister, a lot of
I'm the baby.
Oh, that explains a lot.
Oh my gosh, about me?
Like, you know how the baby, like, okay, so I'm the oldest.
Me too.
You know, in my family. So we have a lot of, like, we understand the responsibilities. You know, we have our kids, we have our nieces, nephews, our brothers and sisters that we've all taken care of.
Yeah.
The babies of the family, though, they have a certain personality where, like, everything has been handed to them. Everything. And I'm so serious.
Her mouth fell open.
Yeah, they're all hand-me-downs, torn up.
Yes,
old graphic tees that I don't want.
Some things were handed to me, but like.
But they were somebody else's.
Somebody else's. It wasn't my own.
Who am I?
Like, my Easter Sunday outfit I wore wasn't mine. It was my sister's. Like,
I just wanted a pretty Indian outfit for myself, but they weren't made for me. They were made for her.
Oh,
my
God.
Very upsetting. They do have that chip on their shoulder.
They do. Yes, and they all do. Like, oh, my God. That's hilarious.
But they also have that survival instinct, which I've noticed in my littlest one. She's always had to be better and prove herself.
Yes,
and, like, does not want the older ones to pick on her
stubborn
and tear her apart.
And, like, you know what? This isn't working out, but I'm going to make it work. I'm going to make it.
And I'm not going to tell anybody about my battle till I figured it out myself.
Yeah, that's true. So there's good and
bad.
I do have that part. Yeah,
that's awesome. You girls are great. You're gonna grow up to be amazing PAs.
Yay!
And the patients that get you would, I'm sure, really appreciate all the comfort that you give them when they come in, because it's nerve wracking the first time you get filler done, and even during your filler, it's a little, you know, you're a little on edge. It's very normal to have weird thoughts of like, okay, why am I doing this? And like, I don't know what I'm doing here. But then when you finish, you feel like, oh, it looks so good.
That looks so good. I love it. Yeah. I always like to break the ice one. Right before Dr. K injects, she's like, they're like, oh my God, I'm so nervous. And I'm just like, do you want to squeeze a boob? And then like, oh, they just start laughing. Yes, yeah. And they're just like so confused. Like, what do you mean? Like,
they're like,
and
why I'm like, do you have those?
Not my boob. We have plastic.
I'm waiting for a patient
silicone.
To squeeze your boob.
I didn't mean
Valerie
mine,
just
thanks.
Don't face.
Yeah, we have silicone boobs in all the rooms for you.
Yeah, just to squeeze, to take a
people
little edge
always
off.
Ask, they're like, I thought Dr. K was a facial plastic surgeon. I'm like, she is. They're like, why are there boob samples? And I'm like, oh, it's a squeezy ball. Like, you know, if you get stressed, just squeeze
butts.
It.
We do butts.
Yeah.
We do. Oh, so butts, awesome yes. Butts.
Awesome butt injections, but that's a talk for another day. So for now, you guys should go on to our website and check out pictures of our before and afters of the injection rhinoplasty. It is life-changing, and I love that procedure. Maybe I'll get it done. I always grew up with a little bump on my nose and a little complex, but, you know, you have four kids, you get married, and you're like, this is me. I'm happy with
it. I know. Oh, once you're married, I feel like
it's all over. You don't
it's
have to
over.
Maintain. No, you maintain for yourself. No,
I agree.
Oh, for yourself. But I mean, like, changing any of your outside, you know.
Yeah. You just reach a point where you feel your confidence. But, boy, does that take a long time. So for those of you out there struggling with it, just try to find the best parts of yourself and accentuate it. And it will take you till you're, I want to say, 30-something to really realize
like I'm
that,
pretty confident, yeah.
Yeah, you to realize that I'm enough. I'm okay with who I am. And then I just want to work on maintaining and lifting.
Yeah,
and
making myself better. Being the best version of you, whether it be health-wise, losing weight, gaining weight, your facial features, just being better.
Yeah.
So
be a better person. Be a better person. And be smart. I always want to see all of you girls keep your own bank accounts. Don't let men take advantage of you. Don't let women take advantage of you. Study. Don't be on Instagram all day long like I tell my children.
Oh, that's so
difficult.
Social
media is a drain because, like, you will really start to doubt yourself and feel unhappy about your own life.
It's hard. Yeah. It's hard to not get a really twisted, you know, perspective of the world.
Yeah. Set a timer on your phone when you go on Instagram and just you'll see how fast 15 minutes goes by. But also just try to be a creator. Like, create 5 times more content than you consume in your life.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you forget who your own voice is.
That's what I tell Alexa all the time. My daughter is 11 years old, and she's starting to get into the new Instagram and all that stuff. And I tell her, like, look, nobody posts about their hard times, their troubling times and stuff like that. They always post, like, this is me, and I went hiking, and this is the Hollywood sign, and now I'm in Paris, and now I'm in Switzerland, and now I'm, you know,
that's
like.
That's so true.
Mm-hmm. I was like, you don't get to all those places. Yeah, they're in Las Vegas. There's Paris. There's New York. There's all that. I mean. It's just so hard, and I just that's one thing that I worry about her seeing what everybody else is doing on Instagram and other kids that are her age and doing different things or living in different countries, and she wants to go see all these things, and I'm like, well, look, they're 9 and 11 and all these kids have like their own YouTube, like reviewing toys, reviewing or doing slime stuff, and they're making lots of money on it. And I'm like, why? Mm-hmm. What is your math score? I mean, what is your math grade? It's just hard. It's really hard to keep girls' heads on straight when they're so caught up in social media.
Even boys with this kind of stuff, you know?
Boys are definitely not on it to the extent that women are.
No, yeah, yeah, definitely
women are
not.
Very judgy, and mostly they judge themselves the most severely out of anybody out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the way we
I've
see
been
people,
told that.
Like, you know, look at their faces like, this millimeter is off and that millimeter. And
yeah, some
like,
people way
really,
too hard on themselves.
Really
like,
too hard.
You have to look in the mirror and look at how pretty you are, not how, like, off-center your lip is to the side by, like, 1 millimeter, so...
I think how pretty you are also comes from how happy you feel, too. It's not necessarily all about, you know.
Looks.
And also keeping yourself busy. Like, get out of the house and go do something. And do something for other people.
I agree.
And, like, stop looking in the mirror. Stop looking at your phone. So go do some errands and do some volunteer work and listen to the podcast.
Yes.
While you're doing
it. Always tune into the podcast.
Well, okay, so it's been another fun session with me and my office gang, and I thank God every day to have such a great team around me because it really makes the day go by, and your work family really becomes your part of your extended family. So thank you, girls.
Yay.
Thanks for tuning into Beauty Bites, and we'll see you here for a 5-Minute Friday and every Tuesday for a little longer podcast. Send us your ideas for future podcasts, and find me on my Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K. It's D-R-K-A-Y, and the website is the same, www.beautybydrk.com. And that's it for now. Stay beautiful.